tired from all your training?
No. No. I'm bad at Street Fighter. But I won't be forever. You'll see. You'll see. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for June 4th, 2014. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother AJ.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm going good.
Good, good. We're a little bit less than a week away from E3.
Woo.
So we'll do a little talk about what we're looking forward to the show, what we're expecting, maybe some predictions. There's a little bit of news to talk about, a couple announcements. There's always like some things that happen like right before E3. Like a lot of like double A games, like let's just get out there now. Before we just get completely overshadowed.
There's also been a lot of leaks.
Leaks, yeah. A couple of delay or so. So we got that. Then we've got a couple games we can talk about. We'll see what's up in the community and the releases, and that'll be the show. So, what do you want to do? Let's get this news going first. What happened this week?
Well, Batman was delayed to 2015.
Seems like there's been a lot of delays, huh?
That, Order 1880 or 66 or whatever it is.
Yeah, some 19th century.
18X6, I know that.
I think it's 1886. I think I remember it was like 100 years before my birthday.
Okay. Well, there's that was delayed. Quantum Break delayed. Won't even be shown at E3. They'll have stuff to show at Gamescom.
Oh, jeez.
Games are getting delayed. I feel like it's almost one thing like Quantum Break because they announced that so early. Like, who knew? Didn't they only announce Batman like a month or two ago?
Yeah.
You think they would have known? Like,
yeah, right.
Well, we're set for the fall. Time to make the trailers.
Well, it seemed like for a while we kind of got in this position where we don't announce games super early anymore. But because like the new systems, I think a lot of games were announced when they were barely in development, just so that they can show what that they're going to have a games in the
Watch Dogs.
Excuse me. So it'll be interesting because, you know, for the last while now, E3 has kind of been a big place where you show the big games that are going to come out this fall.
Right.
Well, I wonder what that's going to be for some of these companies.
Well, like,
is anybody going to have anything to, like, unveil that'll come out this fall?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think we're going to see, like, Sony or Microsoft get up on stage and be like, we have a new game.
It's coming out this
fall. Yeah. From developer that you love in franchise that's really popular coming October 25th, 2014. Like, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get some like quote unquote big game announcements, but there might not be a lot to see. It'll be like that Halo trailer from last year.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Well, like, I mean,
even okay, Halo's not
the
this
one
year.
Thing that might get announced, air quotes, that is coming out this fall would be that Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yeah, okay, but
Battlefield technically
not late.
They were going to announce it at E3 to come out in the fall.
Yeah, right.
You could kind of count that.
Was that not Battlefield Hardline?
Hardline, which is people are describing as like a AAA payday.
Interesting. It's like it's a cops and robbers kind of thing.
You know how that leaked?
Oh.
You think people would figure this out by now? Someone just like found them in the web server on EA's website.
Oh, really?
Like, don't put your stuff on the web server. Just keep it on Joe's computer in IT and tell him, you know, upload it now, Joe. Okay. Like,
the Arkham Knight delay, it is surprising though, because I mean,
yeah, they made such a big to do about, you know, this fall, exclusively next gen. Here's three trailers that talk about that. And
what is coming out this fall?
Well, you have Evolve.
Okay.
Which looks good.
Hopefully, yeah.
I think that new Fable game will be this fall.
What Fable game?
The one where it's four people co-op versus one person like
shit.
A DM.
Yeah.
I think that game is Fable only in name and kind of aesthetic, so who knows? Forza Horizon 2 was announced.
Okay. That sounds all that. What's Sony?
Not one, but two Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah, well, you always have Assassin's Creed account, and I'm sure they'll call of Duty.
Sony? I don't know. I mean, Uncharted's not going to be this
no,
fall.
That there'd be no way.
I don't know.
But it's weird because it used to kind of. Yeah, usually it's like a year after they announce it, because they used to love announcing those games at the Video Game Awards.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was announced at the Video Game Award, wasn't it? Kind of.
But no, that was at the PS4 launch.
Was that where that? No, that was a different
thing.
Yeah,
I remember we were in line for your PS4 when they announced
it. That's like the launch. That's right. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what Sony has as like a... You know, and it's funny, because everyone's like, oh, Sony's exclusives are the best in the industry. They don't really have anything coming this year, do they?
Much. And I mean, when we say
Drive
this,
Club?
When I say this year, that's like a 6-month window.
Yeah.
Somebody help me out if I'm forgetting about something, but yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping that we see
something. You know, Microsoft will have Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, is that really there? That's an exclusive for them, right?
It is, okay. Straight up.
All right. Oh, it's interesting.
You think we'll see the new Gears of War?
Maybe.
At least like a teaser?
People are kind of like. A little, I think people are kind of over Gears of War. I mean, if you really position it as like the next gen Gears of War and it looks really good, maybe you can get people excited again.
Well, you know who's making it.
Same point. I mean, we might have Sony with a new God of War.
You know who's making the new Gears of War?
Who?
Remember last year at E3, Microsoft was like, "We've put together this amazing development team, and they've made a brand new engine, and here's like a teaser of that, and it was like a city."
Yeah.
Those are the guys making the new Gears. They like whatever they were making. They were like, ah. We just got the Gears of War IP, so stop what you're doing and make Gears of War.
All right. Man, make Gears of War.
I mean, they'll probably use that tech they develop, so...
Oh, sure, whatever.
It'll look pretty.
Fine enough. All right, what else happened? So Mortal Kombat 10 got... Or is it 10 or X?
I don't know.
What's the X? I mean, it is the 10th Mortal Kombat game.
Then let's call it Mortal Kombat 10.
Until someone tells me otherwise, yeah, I'm going to call it Mortal Kombat 10.
Does it bother you when people call Final Fantasy X?
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, but it's Mega Man X, because it wasn't the 10th one.
Yeah, well, but it was very clearly at the time. I mean, look, Mega Man, I mean, Final Fantasy 9 came out, like, the year before.
And then 11 came out the year after.
Yeah, it's like, look, that one's not just X, it's a 10. Yeah, but yeah, I'm going to call Mortal Kombat 10.
Okay, so, I don't know, like, they were, like, teasing the tease with, like, a poster.
Well, there's a trailer.
There is, it's CG, it doesn't tell you anything.
Well... It's a teaser. I wanted to talk about this. You like Ben Kuchera wrote this piece for Polygon. This like really big, bitter piece about how it was such a terrible.
Yeah, it was a little over the top. I mean, I didn't think it was the worst thing.
I thought this was some of the stupidest whiny shit I have read in a while. I mean, I don't know. It's a teaser trailer. Yeah, there's a new Mortal Kombat. Find out more at E3. Until now, here's Scorpion and Sub-Zero fighting each other. Okay.
I forget if it was like a commenter or someone said, if you're going to play like dubstep techno music in this trailer, can't we at least get the guy in the background going like, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Liu Kang.
Yeah, right, that'd be funny.
Sonya.
But I mean, I don't, the fact that people are like upset, I'm like, it's a goddamn trailer.
It just would have been cool to see
something
new.
You will.
I know.
Right now, you know Mortal Kombat 10 is a thing, which is all they wanted. I mean, I don't know. It just seems really weird that people are like, entitled, like, oh, this trailer is terrible. It's a teaser trailer. It's not like everyone complained about that stupid Halo trailer last year. It was literally just Master Chief taking off a scarf, which made no sense. He had, like, a hood on over his helmet.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a they're teasers. They're literally teasing. It's not like movies where the teaser trailer is a minute long and, like, actually shows you the plot. All right, so yeah, Mortal Kombat 10. I mean, those guys have been making good fighting games for a bit now.
Yeah, they're Injustice, on a bit of a roll.
Mortal Kombat 9, which that's what we call it now, the reboot. But yeah, I'm excited. All right, what else?
What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know. You're in charge. Apparently not. So, all right, let's talk about E3 then.
Yeah,
because you're barely done there with news.
We were going to talk about leaks, but we kind of rolled it into the.
Yeah. It's all there. It's all good. All right, so E3's coming up. That's all the things. So who do you think... obviously, Nintendo has maybe the most pressure. But there's pressure on everybody because they all have their new systems. You know, they're going to kind of either keep momentum going or regain momentum. So who do you think is in the best position to win E3?
I would say Microsoft right now. Yeah. Because... The price drop is done and announced and will be out by when's it? The 9th it comes out? So in my Monday. It's actually, the price drop happens on the first day of E3. I didn't even realize that. So that'll be a thing. As we just kind of discussed, they have the most games likely to come out this fall that are exclusive to them. Not much, but more than Sony.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll both have the cross-platform stuff. I mean, it seems like they worked out some deal with Activision where Destiny is being pushed harder in the PS4, so we'll probably see more of that at Sony's event.
We'll probably see more of that at Sony and more of Call of Duty at Microsoft.
Microsoft, right. Which is odd, because they're both from Activision. I guess that's how they spread the love. But, you know, between that, between, you know, their supposed, you know, refocus on games first, I think they just have, and, you know, they have something to prove now. It's a new regime. It's, you know, new leadership. Last E3 was kind of a clusterfuck for them.
That was bad.
I think they're ready to come out and be like, all right, look, yeah. Fuck you guys. Games, 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 games. No Kinect shit. No media stuff. Games.
That is, how much Kinect will we even see? Right,
we might see Fantasia, which another exclusive actually, but that's yeah. probably it.
Fantasia's not a big deal. I'm sorry.
People who've played it seem to like
it. Oh, I'm sure that people like it, but that is not going to be a phenomenon.
Yeah, it's not going to be like a system seller.
It's not good. No one's gonna, you know, it'll be lucky to be a Dance Central.
Dance Central was pretty popular.
It wasn't that popular. Let's be honest. I don't know. See, you talk about how, you know, they have the most approved. Or they have a lot to prove, but Nintendo has the most to prove.
Well, isn't it sad that I don't, like, consider them in the same competition?
Well, I know. Well.
I guess I should. I'm sorry. I just...
I think that they can... There's no reason why they couldn't come out with some big guns here.
What do you think is, realistically speaking, going to be their big gun?
I'm sure we can... Well, software-wise, probably the first tease of the next real Zelda game. Or maybe some sort of Metroid thing. I mean, because those are still two cards they can play. Obviously, they'll probably announce some sort of big character for Smash Brothers, and that's, you know, anticipated. And let's be honest, right now, like, we're talking about fall, about as anticipated as any fall game right now is Smash right. Brothers. But I think it's more kind of the other stuff. You have the feeling, and, you know, sometimes you have this feeling, nothing comes of it, that Nintendo has to do something big at E3.
Right.
And I don't know what it is. I think that's what's kind of exciting.
I wonder if they're going to drop the gamepad.
You know,
if they're going to announce, like, a $169.99 SKU of the Wii U,
yeah.
does not have a gamepad, includes a Pro Controller and a Wii Remote, and that's the
right.
system.
Well,
or even just a Pro Controller.
Because, I mean, I've kind of written about this before, but there's that whole idea of, like, you know, making some sort of service with their back catalog, like a Netflix or something like that, some sort of subscription-based.
That could be a big thing.
But I guess... Because they have to do something.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe it won't be good or bad, but they have to do something big, and you just kind of wonder what it is. And software-wise, they are positioned pretty well for at least the rest of this year with some of the things, you know. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I do have to say, on the subject of them dropping the gamepad, so Mario Kart 8 actually has me using my Wii U for the first time in a long time. And I tried playing it just with the controller Pro. The whole interface is completely navigable without the gamepad.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize that.
What do you mean the whole interface?
Like, the home screen and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Only reason I needed the gamepad was, for whatever reason, if you upload a video, it forces you to use the gamepad just to, like, select a couple buttons, which is no reason why that couldn't be done on the TV.
It was, you know, I don't want to talk about Mario Kart too much yet, because we'll talk about that later, but I'm playing it, you know, I had four players playing it, and it's interesting, because we literally all had a different controller.
Yeah, I know.
One person had a gamepad, one person had the Wii and a classic controller, or a Wii mode and classic controller, one had a Wii mode and nunchuck, and the other person had the Wii U Pro controller. It's like, Jesus.
You know? Little confused.
Let's just have a controller for this stupid thing.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, I guess I'm going to kind of hope Nintendo...
Hey, wait a second. Did we have a show since they revealed the GameCube thing?
No, not really. It's funny. Yeah, they have that GameCube adapter. So there's another...
controller!
It's kind of confusing things more, but it's awesome because it lets you use the GameCube controller for Smash Bros. It just works better for that, for whatever reason, so... Okay, so what about Sony, then? Because, I mean, they're winning right now. They are kind of, they're becoming the market leader again.
So, I was thinking about this, because I'm trying to think, okay, so Sony's winning. Like, there's no disputing that. I tried to wonder why they're winning. They're basically winning on principle right now.
Yeah. Well, they're basically winning because they offered a lot of services and had a cheaper price than the Xbox One.
So now the Xbox One does all that.
But there's still a lingering perception, and I still haven't really seen a new marketing campaign from Xbox One that sort of positions it. Like, as much PR talk I see on, like, websites and stuff, I don't know if I've seen, like, if you've seen any commercials or a message to... people about how the Xbox One is four games, whereas PlayStation 4's message has been that from the very beginning, and you see that with, like, The Greatness Awaits and all these commercials where it's very much, you know, you are the hero and all this stuff.
They started to go that way a bit with, like, the Titanfall advertising.
Yeah, but that's, again, that's kind of more of that game, you know. I think you need a... Usually you don't see general system commercials after the system launches, but I think they could almost use a marketing campaign of some sort. They want a game. But, you know, I mean, I said that these two systems are basically identical now. So now it's like, what things can they do? Sony might, if this, if the PlayStation Now thing is a big deal, that might be an advantage. Right?
In theory, yeah. It's just,
they have a back catalog to work off of that Microsoft doesn't.
It just needs to work.
Well, that's the big question. But, you know, that's kind of the interesting thing. It's like, you know, that's kind of the unknowns. We're going to see what are these companies doing besides games, I guess, now? Or are they kind of so burned from, like, trying to do a lot of this extra shit and a lot of it not catching on? Like, what has caught on except for, like, the sharing stuff, like Twitch and all that?
That is the big thing, I guess.
Yeah, that really is, like, the one thing that, like, seems different.
Strangely, if that's the case, should give Microsoft a leg up because their system came with a camera.
Well, yeah, but not you don't necessarily need the camera for the streaming. For a lot of people.
If you're the one doing the streaming.
Well, no, you can still stream just the game.
I know, but...
Well, people do that.
Yeah, I'm sure probably the most successful Twitch channels.
Well, yeah, but that's a smaller market. Right. You know, I'm talking about the people who take... Not even necessarily stream in Twitch, but take a video or a screenshot. Even Mario Kart did it now.
Yeah, the sharing stuff is... Yeah, that's been kind of the big... What turned out to be... The next gen feature of these
systems,
really.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, right. It's hard to say it's going to win between Microsoft and Sony because it's really going to come down to the unknowns, and you know we don't know them.
Right.
The only reason why I would pick why you know when I say win E3, I mean who's going to be the most exciting at
E3? Right.
That's why I think Nintendo could potentially be the most exciting because they kind of have to be. So you want to think that they're not just going to trip. You think they have to do something.
The only thing that like you said about Nintendo, I feel like. Aside from Smash Brothers, like they're not—I don't think they're going to have anything else coming out this fall. So, like, will a tease of a new Metroid or a new Zelda really like me? Like, no, duh.
But that stuff is still always very exciting. You remember when they showed Twilight Princess for the first time? How everyone?
Well, that was a little more. That was less.
Even when they showed Metroid Other M for the first time,
that's true.
Those things are big deals because they're the big Nintendo properties and get people excited. And they still have Hyrule Warriors to show. See what that's about. What else is coming out fall? Have we seen anything else about that Yoshi game? That Yarn Yoshi game?
Not much. That's still happening? Because they haven't, like, said anything about
it. I thought maybe they're just being quiet on it because they're releasing the Yoshi game for the 3DS. That's kind of the other thing. It's 3DS and Vita. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, I don't know what to expect from the Vita.
Are we going
to
see... Because we haven't really seen Sony positioning a lot of big first-party games on the Vita as much anymore ever since Killzone. Because they had the kills and they had this. You know, are they going to make a God of War for the Vita? It seems like they've been porting a lot of things, especially a lot of those PS2 collections.
Yeah,
I saw even Ratchet and Clank's coming there. So, because the Vita's kind of been turning into this like a very good niche like Japanese role playing game machine, but it's kind of just turning into that.
Yeah,
in a way. Whereas 3DS, I almost wonder if Nintendo's going to kind of pull off some of the focus on it to kind of fix the Wii U problem.
Which, like, I think is a mistake.
Well, I mean, it's like, what are they going to do? Well, I mean, sure, they have something. But, I mean, we know there's the Pokemon remakes.
Yes.
But, yeah, kind of besides that, I don't know what else is really, like, super coming out soon for the 3DS.
Maybe they'll announce new Advance Wars.
That one could help. I mean, there's Smash Brothers, obviously.
Oh, well, yeah.
But besides that, because, I don't know, maybe a Metroid game for the 3DS would be nice. Let's be honest.
That would be cool.
I would not mind that. So, yeah, that... The portables would be interesting, too. It's kind of not what everyone's looking at, because the consoles are new and shiny right now, but I think that'll be interesting. All right, so what are there any specific games you're interested in seeing more of?
Well, let's play this bet, because according to my time hop, we were asking the same question 2 years ago. Will we see The Last Guardian?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're talking about what could Sony do.
That would be a good one.
Right, it would be a big deal.
They said, here it is, reworked for the PS4, it looks amazing.
But, I mean, who knows?
Coming out November 26th.
Who knows at this point? I wonder how much more of, like, Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdom Hearts 3 we're going to see.
15 more, Kingdom Hearts 3, not much.
I mean, it's been a year. I think there should be something.
They need to finish 15 first.
Well, yeah, but it's not, like, the same development studios. There's, like, it's the same director. But yeah,
well, they're doing voice recording apparently.
Yeah, they're exactly.
Gilbert
so.
Godfrey. So yeah,
I feel like they're gonna have at least like an actual like story-ish trailer to show. Hopefully, I don't think it's gonna be on like the show floor or anything like that. Right. So yeah, but I mean, like yeah, like you know, I mean, I'm going to E3 in case.
Do
you
think
know.
Here's one thing I'd consider from Sony. How much Project Morpheus do you think we'll see?
That's a good point. That it could be a deal breaker with Sony. I kind of forgot about that.
But
see, I mean, peripherals don't usually have the best success. There was like that weird period of time with that last generation where they caught on. You had like the Wii Fit board, and you had the Kinect, and you had all that Rock Band stuff. But it seems like that time has passed in a way.
Yeah. Well, part of what made that work in the past is the peripheral was usually attached to what became a popular game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, people didn't buy the Wii Fit board. They bought Wii Fit.
Right.
People didn't necessarily buy Rock Band guitars. They bought Rock Band in a set.
But not so much Kinect. Kinect was almost exclusively about that hardware.
Yeah, that's true. It was about the idea, really.
So, I mean, Morpheus is a big question. I mean, this whole virtual reality bubble, I don't know how far that's going
to
go.
I'm curious, because we have yet to try it. I'm curious to see if you get to try it at E3.
I want to try some of this virtual reality stuff and see how... Because I haven't tried this stuff since it was like a mall attraction, so... Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that. I mean, obviously very excited to play Smash Bros. Finally and kind of compare that with other things. But, yeah, well, it should be interesting, E3. And we'll have a lot to talk about this time next week. Oh, not me. I'll be on a plane. Or I'll be there.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what I'm doing next week.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I wish I could almost just call in, but I don't know. All right, so let's get to some games that we've been playing this week, specifically Mario Kart 8.
Woohoo!
Which is great.
Yeah,
it is
fantastic.
Awesome. It is very good. It is as much fun as I've had playing Mario Kart. And, you know, they've always been good. It's hard to say, you know, well, they've saved Mario Kart or anything like that. But, right. Yeah. But it is very solid. I mean, it does look very good. It's kind of interesting because, you know, it is one of the cases where, like, Nintendo style sort of fits them. Because it's not like, if you, like, ask me what's a better-looking game, Mario Kart 8 or Watch Dogs, I'd probably say Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
Because it's just colorful, vibrant, smooth, runs
it's
perfectly.
It's detailed.
Yeah, very detailed. It's fun. The tracks are super creative. The music is great. There's a large amount of customization you can do with the carts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Unlocking them. But the big surprising kind of thing is the highlight reel feature. So at the end of the race, like it puts together this little 30-second highlight reel. And you can actually go in and edit it, how long you want it to be or what you want to focus on, what characters, what kind of action. But then you can upload it straight to your YouTube account very easily.
Yeah, the only bummer is there's an option to just view the entire race replay.
Yeah.
But it won't let you upload those.
Okay. But I mean,
60 seconds is your max for an upload.
But you can get pretty much everything in there.
Yeah, you get all the important stuff.
But it's pretty cool.
Also, the online play is remarkably robust.
Robust and works very well.
Playing with your friends is a little bit of a hassle.
Well, it's just kind of weird because like you can't really invite somebody. You have to like tell them you're on, and they have to like kind of look right.
Yeah, you have to create a room and then somehow communicate to that person to join your room.
Right.
Like, yeah, there's no invite.
So freaking archaic.
Yeah, it's not like a party system.
Once
you're in there, yeah, it's great. Like, I mean, when you're playing, just pick up group online play. It just throws, what is it, 12 people into a race. Before each race, you could vote for one of three tracks or just random, and then it just is like a roulette wheel to pick the track in a race. And it just keeps going. Very smooth. Yeah. Like, once you've unlocked the content, like, you know, the racers and stuff like that, just play that.
And, yeah, it makes me happy because I remember Mario Kart Wii worked out fine on the Wii, but I remember the Smash Bros. Netcode was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
This is making me a bit more optimistic for Smash Bros.
on the Wii. Yeah,
yeah. But, I mean, it's definitely one of the best games on the Wii U so far. You know?
Oh, sure.
In some ways, it's odd that I'm, like, almost more enthusiastic about than I was the Mario games, like, the real ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, something about this just kind of feels better.
It is too bad that they, like, just didn't really do battle mode.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but, I mean, that was never my primary thing anyways.
No, but I mean, when I think back to, like, playing that in the 64 with, like, four people, that was fun. And the thought of doing a battle mode in an arena designed for, like, 12 players online, that could have been fun.
But, no, I mean, it's Mario Kart, and it's great, and, you know, and I think it seems like it's doing well, so it seems like it might help Nintendo a little bit. I don't know how much, but I'm sure they're glad it's there.
Yes.
But, again, it's like if that's one more card that you have to play that you don't have to play anymore. You always get one Mario Kart, you get one Smash Brothers, you know, so we'll see. All right, then. We played a little bit of the new Street Fighter, Ultra Street Fighter 4, which just basically, as far as we can tell, I don't know what else is new about it, but added about 5 or 6 new characters.
There's some balancing.
Yeah, and, you know, usual stuff. But I mean, we played the new characters, and they were pretty cool. And I mean, that roster is pretty big now.
Yeah, it's an impressive character select screen.
That's it, yeah. Street Fighter's fine. But there's not a whole lot to say about it. You know, if you like Street Fighter 4, you'll like it. How about you? Been playing anything else?
Yes, so I have a very good game to talk about with a very dumb name.
What?
The game is called A Story About My Uncle.
Now, you wanted me to play this without you telling me anything about it. Are you about to ruin it for me and all our listeners?
No, I'll tell you what the hook of it is, like what the gameplay mechanic is. Yeah. This is kind of your next Portal in a lot of ways. Really? Like, this was a student team in Sweden who made a prototype for an assignment and finished it and got it published on Steam. Published by the guys who made Goat Simulator, actually. Oh, they're, like, publishing indie games now.
I figure, yeah.
The basic gist of it is you're this... It's told as, like, a bedtime story to your daughter. Mm-hmm. It's about you when you were a kid. You go to visit your eccentric uncle who's gone missing, but you find this suit. So you put it on and, like, go into this portal after him. The suit has a grapple beam in your right hand. So it's, like, basically a first-person platforming game.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Spider-Man game we've all been wanting.
Really?
Yeah. So you start off, they do a good job of easing you into it. Because you start off with just one grapple. So you can, like, you know, you can attach to anything, but they're, like, every time you attach, it leaves a mark. Mm-hmm. You can see the marks your uncle left behind. So that's kind of like your hint of where you should be going.
That's
kind of
cool.
And then eventually you get more power cords, so you can do 2 and then 3 grapples consecutively between landings.
Yeah.
Then you can also do a super high jump or a super long jump. And you just create these amazing swinging combos through these levels to get through. The aesthetic, this will work for you. When they asked what their inspirations for the aesthetic was, they said Atlantis, the Lost Empire, and Treasure Planet.
Whoa, interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yes, it has that very kind of subterranean, ethereal, with a little bit of steampunk in it.
Ooh.
It's very cool. Like, it kind of looks like Myst in a lot of ways.
Right, right.
And it runs off the Unreal Engine. It's a very pretty looking game.
Is it like a very substantial game? Or is it kind of like, you say, like a student kind of...
Is it
like playing Orbacular Drop, or is it like playing Portal?
It's like playing Portal. It's okay. Very polished. The least polished thing is... There's NPCs in the game who flesh out the story,
mm-hmm.
and there's some who are just kind of like background NPCs. They don't look very good.
Right.
But the main ones look good. Voice acting's a little uneven. I mean, it's the students doing the voice acting.
Right.
But just the world they created and just the sense of movement through it. Because, you know, I mean, I'm all about games with cool movement.
Right.
It's just, they nail it so hard. It's just really, really fun to play. I think I beat it in like 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's on sale for like $11 on Steam right now. And I think it's totally worth playing. It's honestly one of my favorite games I've played so far this year.
Really?
It's really, really good.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I definitely want to look into that then. What is it called?
A Story About My Uncle.
Can I just play it on your account on Steam?
I think.
I don't think so.
My Steam sharing, we'll set it up before I leave.
Okey-doke.
Something I think happened with my Steam sharing when I did something on my computer. Anyway, yeah, it's super rad.
You play any more Watch Dogs?
Yeah, a little bit.
I haven't been able to play it at all.
I'm cooling down on it a lot.
Well, like, we were very... I didn't realize how much I was kind of down on it until we did that podcast last week.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's fine. But that combined with the expectation that was lauded upon us, you know, how much that is our own faults, who knows. But still, it's just... I don't know, It was supposed to be the next-gen game.
Right, right.
And the only thing that feels next-gen about it is the multiplayer, but they're still having server problems, so that's never going for me. Like, I've never actually been invaded yet.
I had been.
I haven't. I mean, maybe that's just my own bad luck, but, like, I mean, frankly, GameStop is offering guaranteed $40 back on it before June 26th.
I'll tell you what.
I might just play it till June 25th. And say, like, well,
yeah,
this is what I got out of it.
I kind of
want
to try to beat it, or get as far as I can. I'll tell you what, I bet they're going to get a lot of those back in, because they're selling a lot of them, and I think a lot of that is the hype.
Yeah. Just, I mean, the story's kind of crap. Again, it's that whole conceit where it just doesn't, it doesn't work. Unless you're a Western, don't do an open-world game where you're out for revenge. A, it's cliched. B, you kill a lot of people in the course of these games.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Like, innocent people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You ever notice when you go to, like, where the security, like, the ex-con mercenaries hired as security, like, you ever notice how they are the most abhorrent people? You scan them, they're all, like, yeah. convicts and porn addicts. And I mean, most of the people in Chicago, according to this game, are just terrible people.
Yeah, it's just a negative. I mean, that's just a personal thing with me, but it's just a very... It's kind of the reason why I don't like Grand Theft Auto. It's just very negative. You know, it's all kind of dark and, yeah. Yeah, it's a terrible world and you know everyone's secret. Yeah, but it is weird because, like, it is like that Grand Theft Auto thing where, like, the character's supposed to be sympathetic and you have a morality system, but, like, you're not punished for stealing from people or, you know, just other weird things.
Driving like a maniac unless you,
like, hit someone.
Hit somebody, but...
And then it's like, slap on the wrist.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a grand... That's like, you know, it's like...
And like we said, too, like, just... There's so much graphical discrepancy.
There is.
Like, some things look really good, but then you see the close-up of anyone who's not the main character, and it's just the ugliest character models.
And, you know, that's one thing, but, I mean, especially when we were promised, like, this was supposed to be the game. And, you know what? It's like, Infamous looks so much better than this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see
the comparison video between the game as it is now running on highest settings on a really good PC versus what they showed in 2012.
Yeah.
What happened to that game?
Right? And I mean, it sucks at the time, like, well, it's next gen, of course it'll look like that. And it's like, wow, not even close.
Now, do we play devil's advocate? Do we blame it on the fact that it's cross gen? So they had to, like,
cut stuff. Everything's cross gen.
But, like, excuse me. Batman won't be cross gen.
Oh, cross gen. I don't know, AJ. I mean, why does Batman Arkham Origins look so good on my PC when it was shit on a console? That argument doesn't hold much water with me.
Mm-hmm. Plus, the driving's just not good, which I don't know why. Just don't let me drive. If the driving's gonna be that crap, it's not like there's anything to do between most of the story points anyway. Just have
one problem is the open world's big. There's gotta be some sort of fast travel. That's not just instant travel, because that gets boring. That's why the games I like these the most are, like,
the superhero games.
Yeah, that's why Gravity Rush, I think, is by far the best open-world game I ever played.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, you're basically flying around and going super fast and awesome. And I like Infamous the same way.
It's, like, just, like I said, it's, like, it's a... There's nothing... It's an okay game.
Yeah.
If it just, like, came out... Especially if it came out a year ago as, like, an Xbox 360 and PS3 game, yeah. We might have thought better of it.
Right, right.
It's just so disappointing to me.
It is. It's a letdown.
Yeah.
It kind of have to mark it up. I'm kind of surprised, honestly, that the reviews were as kind to it as they were.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it seems like if there's ever a time to maybe crack down on a AAA game and, like, give it a 70 and a slap on the wrist, this might be it.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who did, but, it, well, you know, but I'll find out what it's averaging here. But I know it's in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, maybe we
but again, could. Same thing. I believe my time hop said it was 2 years ago to the day when that trailer was shown at E3 at a Ubisoft's event, or one of the... I think it was at a Ubisoft event.
Yeah, like, you know.
My tweets were like, oh my god, give it to me now. This looks amazing. I can't wait. If you went back to me 2 years ago, after I saw that trailer and said, you know what? When you buy this game, you're going to wish you bought the new Wolfenstein instead.
Yeah, right?
Because frankly, that's where I feel like my $60 should have gone based on the way people are talking about it. I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, it seems like it's at least kind of interesting.
Just the writing's bad.
I mean, the writing hasn't bothered me too much yet. It seems, you know, it's lazy. I don't know if
lazy is a better word.
It's not like cringeworthy. It's just, you know.
Also, I didn't know this just because I haven't seen the movie or read the book, but apparently the, like, one girl hacker you meet is just a straight up ripoff of the main character from the girl with the dragon tattoo.
She looks like her.
Yeah. Now, it was pointed out. I'm like, oh yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, what is the Metacritic?
It is an 82.
Yeah.
It is weird looking at, you know, I people have different tastes and stuff, and now that I review, I'm very sympathetic to it, but it's always like when you see the person who gives the game out the 100, what's like a game, you're like,
who gave it a 100?
I don't want to say. I'm not picking, okay, US Gamer did. I'm not picking names or anything, you know, they like it a lot.
It's public information.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not trying, I'm not saying I'm mad that we're calling them stupid, because I've been on the unpopular spectrum of these reviews before, and I've heard some shit.
I mean, like, for example, like, you're in a police chase and you do the thing that, you know, you drive over those like pole barriers and they come up behind you, or you drive into them yourself even.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, in real life, if a car hits one of those doing 80, it crumples into a heap of metal.
Yeah, you know, they don't keep going.
In this game, you bounce off it, and then just drive around it and keep going.
Yeah, there's just not enough impact as there should be. I feel like if ever there's a game where it's like, you know what, like, one bullet's gonna take a guy down, or, you know, like, yeah, one decent car accident, you're gonna have to get a different car, you know, yeah.
The fact that, frankly, it's easier and more effective, bless you, to play the game shooting than hacking.
That's the thing. I don't want to shoot. And, like, from what they told me, you're going to have to start shooting eventually. And, like, I'm trying to, like, do, like, just these very simple side missions, not shooting. And it's so hard because the hacking's not really that much help. So, really, it's just, like, stealth. Like, even if you want to hack something, usually it makes, like, a terminal explode or, like, a bomb in their pocket explode, which, you know, gives you away.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it makes you think that Star Wars game that... Yeah, that was also shown that year, what we were all excited about.
1313.
Because it was like, oh, next-gen Star Wars game, look how good it looked. Makes you think, maybe if that just came out, it would have been another Watch Dogs, so who cares?
It's possible.
And it probably wasn't going to look as good as it did. All right, you play anything else you want to get into?
I started up League of Legends again for some reason.
That's weird. I have, help me. I got a bunch of game time for WildStar. I think it's
really just, I really just want to be playing Heroes of the Storm. I can't. So I'm playing League of Legends until I can.
All right, so, what, you want to talk about what was on the community? You want me?
Was there anything new? I didn't
see. Well, yeah, Mohamed Alharez was just kind of talking about, you know, you talked about how we were down in the Steam streaming, because he said we're doing it during the testing stages. I thought that was out, though. It wasn't really is it still?
It's considered a beta right now.
So I'm,
it's a public beta.
So I don't want to give it that much leeway, say it was just the testing phase, but sure, it was still early, but, basically, he said he was shocked at how well it ran on his laptop, and he can also see Dami Anaflokin's kind of reasoning behind wanting to get Steam boxes for the streaming and all that kind of thing. You know, he's talking about how he's been plugging his desktop PC just to the TV and that kind of stuff, so, you know, he's kind of... so basically, he's kind of saying just like, you know, any recycled machine could do the trick as a Steam machine right now.
That's good to know. I mean, that's kind of been the hope, right?
Yeah, well, you hopefully.
Dig out an old laptop or an old desktop and just let that be your streaming box.
Yeah, so...
Like I said, in theory, I think it's great, you know.
Just hope it works.
It just hasn't worked in practice for me yet. Like I said, I don't feel like I'm in as optimal conditions because my computer's not that spectacular.
So, here's what came out this week. War Thunder for PlayStation 4. Do you know much about this? It seems like it's kind anything. Of like... It's kind of like a World of... Planes kind of a thing. It's a World War II military plane game, MMO like kind of combat. Or MMO combat. I don't think it's just plane. I don't know. But it's for PlayStation. It was on PC, now it's on PlayStation 4. WildStar came out.
Yep.
1001 Spikes for like 3DS, Wii U, Vita, PlayStation 4, PC. That's like a 2D platformer. Is this like related to that VVVVV game?
I don't think so.
Okay. Murdered Soul Suspect. One, people were kind of excited about this, but...
I've done some looking into it, finally. Apparently, it's kind of an adventure game.
Oh, really?
With a little bit of combat in it, but not much.
Yeah.
You play... It's kind of like, the game you like...
Oh, Ghost Trick. Ghost Trick, I love
like
Ghost
Like, you're
Trick.
A ghost trying to solve your own murder.
That's a lot like Ghost
yeah,
Trick.
Yeah, yeah. Evan Killam reviewed it for Games Beat, and he... Thought very highly of
He it. Liked it, but he did like it more than most.
Yes.
I will say.
So it's on my Gamefly queue.
Hyperdimension Neptunia PP, producing perfection. PP.
Oh, God.
For Vita. Come out.
Anyone who speaks English there who's like, guys.
Worms Battleground for PlayStation 4 or Xbox
Worms
One.
Worms games. That
yeah,
makes me happy.
No, yeah, but they're still like...
I'm not going to buy it, but...
They're still basically all the same thing. You see this PlayStation Vita Pets? Like, they basically just made like...
Nintendogs?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, right? See if anyone still cares about
you also
that.
See, it's worth mentioning, the alpha for Star Citizen has begun.
Oh, cool.
Just, did you actually look at the pricing scheme for that? I brought this up on the Too Old for This Community.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, the cheapest ship that'll get you into the game right now, it's like $40. Like, there's like $120, $250 ships.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, am I buying a real ship?
But, like, is there, like, a huge advantage to these more expensive ships?
Can you, like, earn those ships in the actual game?
Right, I just don't know.
That's weird.
But yeah, it just seems like a lot.
All right, I think that's it.
Yay!
All right, so we'll get, you know, we'll see you guys at E3 one way or another. We'll figure it out. Thanks for listening to Explain Bro Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Go to our Google Plus community and join our conversations there. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store. Leave us a review. We always appreciate those. All right, we'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.